Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Nathan Jones by Bananarama, the legends that are Bananarama. Most successful female band ever, 30 million records sold. Been going together 30 years, count them. And hopefully on the line now, I've got Sarah from Bananarama. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello, it's Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay,
you've not got an H on the end of your name, so I didn't know.
No worries.
30 years, does it feel like 30 years?
Well, it's 30 years as a duo, Karen and myself. We started, we were a trio, obviously, for 6 years, and then Siobhan left in 88. And no, it doesn't seem that long. Karen and I have continued for like over, I think it's about 36 years now, to be honest, if I'm not aging myself too much. But yeah, it seems like a lifetime away, that those early days. It's amazing, really.
And have you achieved all you want?
I just feel very blessed and very lucky to be doing something that I've always loved. I wanted to be a writer. I kind of trained as a journalist. And then I started writing songs, and the group took off when I was a teenager. So it's all I've ever done. And I feel really lucky that I can do something, you know, every day that I absolutely love.
Yeah, you say you were a teenager when it started. You've kind of grown up in public a little bit, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. And I don't think there was anything too bad. There was no social media when we started, so probably we escaped anything embarrassing that might have happened, you know, coming out in the papers. Nothing too bad, obviously.
And do you do you feel differently about fame now?
We absolutely loved writing music and performing, and the whole sort of fame thing. We didn't want to be famous just for being famous. I find it not embarrassing, but I just, you know, I'm quite grounded, and I find a red carpet a little bit embarrassing, you know, the whole posing. It's not really my thing. It's the fame isn't my thing. I just loved, as I say, the sort of creativity and the music, really.
And are the performances different now, do you think?
Very much so. It was so shambolic in the early days. Our first Top of the Pops with, you know, the Fun Boy 3, it was like camera lights would come on, you know, right, which one do I look in? What am I supposed to do? Suddenly perform. You know, I just came out of school. It was like I had no idea what I was doing on Top of the Pops. But obviously you learn your craft in the public eye. And even our first world tour, it was slightly kind of nervous and not quite sure what we're doing. But now I feel, you know, it's far enough down the line to have learned what you're supposed to be doing, and it's just really enjoyable now.
I mean, I think you certainly paved the way for bands like Destiny's Child, Spice Girls, Girls Aloud. Do you think it's easier for women now in the music industry?
I think most industries have always been dominated by men, so I think slowly and surely, you know, more women are getting access to different kinds of things. So I don't know that we broke down any doors. I think it was inspirational for young girls, you know, to see a girl band on TV. For me, I only had like sort of punk things when I was a kid at school. Debbie Harry, Patti Smith, that kind of thing. But I think, you know, the more women they get through it, you know, the better. I like to see it at festivals and think more than like two female artists and then 30 male artists. It would be good if there were even more of us.
And you're playing Newmarket on the 9th of August. Have you played Newmarket before?
I haven't, I don't think. I'll probably be told I have. No, I don't think I have. So I'm looking forward to those. They're always really good fun. I've played a couple of race courses before, but not for a while. So I'm really pleased to be doing that one.
And you'll be playing all the old hits?
Yeah, we've got a new single out as well called Stuff Like That. We'll be doing a couple of new tracks and stuff from the 90s, 2000, but also all the big hits as well.
I mean, they're such good songs. Do you ever get bored performing them? But they're so good.
I don't know, not really. When you called up, I could hear Nathan Jones saying, oh, that familiar sound. I almost broke into the dance routine because it's like clockwork now. You know, it just goes with the song. No, I mean, they're happy memories for people and for us. So, no, I don't get fed up with them at all.
And have you noticed any change in your audience over the years?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny because now I think because of all the festivals, people come with their kids and, you know, kids know our songs. So even, and you're more aware of it now because of social media. So, you know, you look on there and you see they're great across the spectrum, really, young and old. And that's fantastic.
And is there one song that you love performing that's always your favourite?
The audience seem to like Love in the First Degree, and it just makes me laugh, that song, because people absolutely love it. But I love Cruel Summer. That was our first sort of international hit, I think. It went to top 10 in America, and we got to go to New York, so that was all very new for us. It just has very happy memories, I think.
I think it was Love in the First Degree that you performed at the British Music Awards. I seem to remember that.
Yes, where we had lots of dancers in their sort of pants. Men, male dancers in their underwear, reversing the rules.
Yes, that's probably why I remember it. I mean, it's quite an iconic moment. Is there one moment for you in the last 30 years that really stands out?
I mean, I loved it. I just love touring. I mean, there's no one. There's been so many great moments, you know, meeting Robert De Niro, having Venus be number one in the States, first appearance on Top of the Pops. It's just, you know, loads of things, really.
And you were saying there's more women now in the music industry. If there's one piece of advice you can give to a young woman starting out in the music industry, what would that be?
I think stick to your guns. Have a direction you want to go in as much as you can when you're very young, but just stick to what you want to do and don't be pushed around by anyone telling you, trying to fit you into a certain category. Just do exactly what you believe in.
Do you think that still goes on?
I don't know how the reality shows work, but I'm sure certain people are moulded in certain ways, and it's just, for us, we always wrote our own material and kind of dressed the way we wanted to, so I guess... And I guess it was easier because it was three of us, so it's like, this is what we're doing. And it was successful, so we were lucky that people may have been baffled by, well, it's working, but, you know, they just left us to our own devices. I don't know how it works nowadays, but, yeah, just stick to what you want to do, really.
Oh, well, Sarah, it's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to having you in our part of the world on the 9th of August, part of the Newmarket Night season. If people are interested in tickets, it's thejockeyclub.co.uk. Thank you again for chatting to us on Cambridge 105 Radio.
No worries.
And,
thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you up here. Thanks, Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.